I was on it.
Log Talk Radio.
Well, at lunchtime, and I'm back at 8 o'clock, and I want to talk to them about one of the meditations I had. I had a meditation. I must have went to sleep because I dreamed I was interviewed with God. I had an interview with God. It was the most precious thing. And let me talk about the interview. And God asked, so you'd like to interview me? And I said to him, if you have the time. And God smiled and said, my time is eternity. What questions do you have in mind? And I answered, what surprises you most about the humankind? And he answered, they get bored with childhood. They rush to grow up, then long to be children again. I recall I was Midway Island flying a P2V. We come in for a landing, and for close up at the island, and we caught on fire, and we had to let crash land. Was on fire, and I longed to be anywhere but there. We rolled down the runway about 5,000 feet. By that time, the plane had nearly burned up, and we scuttled out, and we're all safe. God said, and they lose their health and their family to make money. You know, when I was trying to do all the business I could, I lost my family, because I was more interested in making money than I was in restoring the family. And by that time, thinking anxiously about the future, that's all I was thinking about. Forget the present. I never was happy. I wanted something bigger, wanted something more, wanted something great. And I was living not for the present nor the future. I was just living, trying to make money. And that they live as if they will never die. I could care less about life. All I wanted to do was make money. And God said, and die as though they'd never live. How true that was. God took my hand. We were silent for a while. Then I asked as a parent, what are some of the life lessons you want your children to learn? And he answered, to learn they cannot make anyone love them. That's so true. You know, you don't make somebody love you. They just love you for what you are. And he said, all they can do is let themselves be loved. Slow down and look at life. And somebody out there loves you. God said, to learn, it's not good to compare yourselves to others. And growing up, I tried to compare myself to the best athlete, to the smartest person. I was in 11th grade and doing calculus. There's a guy that could do it in his head, and I had to do it on paper. And I compared myself to him, and I said, Darcy, how do you do this? He said, you just do it, Gene. So every day I practiced and practiced and practiced to the point where I could do the calculus problems in my head. And the teacher told me it has to be put on paper. To learn to forgive by practicing forgiveness. I never had time growing up to forgive. I always tried to be kind. I tried to be everything, but I didn't practice forgiveness because I did not learn to forgive until I was later in life. And then a profound thing God said, to learn that it only takes a few seconds to open profound wounds in those you love. And I began to think about all the wounds that I had given people. And I had somehow run over them like a locomotive. It could take years to heal. Years to heal the wounds that words can do to them. And I began to think about all the people that I had done this to, said horrible things, because I could care less about anything. All I wanted to do was be successful, to make money. Yeah, I was making money and crushing people. He said, to learn that a rich person is not the one who has the most, but one who has the least. That's a strong statement. To learn that a rich person is not one who has the most, but one who needs the least. To learn that there are a couple people who love dearly, or let's say it this way, to learn that there are people who love them dearly, but simply do not know how to show or express their feelings. You know, my father was like that. I knew he loved me, but he could not say it. He never touched me. He never put his arm around me. My mom died when I was born. And I grew up with a rough father, a loving father. And he loved me more than life itself. But he can never say it. He can never express it. And I yearned for the day that he would say, Gene, I love you, son. And one day, I finally worked it out of it. He was old. I was getting old. He never was able to express or show his feelings. He never was angry, outwardly angry. God said, to learn that two people can look at the same thing and see it differently. You know, I was growing up, I was one of the most one-way persons you ever meet. I made my mind up what it was, and that was it. And I could be changed my mind, but boy, you better be ready for a fight. But you could convince me with facts and figures and everything, and I'd do it. But you had to be strong. You had to be on target, because I was ruthless in what I said, where I was going. God said to learn that there, that is not enough to forgive one another, but you must also forgive themselves for yourselves. And that was the key to my future. There was an older man. I lost my family. I made money that didn't mean anything to me. And I had to forgive myself, learn how to forgive. I had to go to God daily and say, God, show me how I can forgive myself. Show me why I don't feel so guilty. Now, you don't, folks, you got to remember, I didn't do anything criminally wrong. I stayed within the boundaries of the law. But I was for Gene. It's all Gene, no one else. And I sit in meditation, dreaming. And I humbly said to God, thank you for your time. And he said, is there anything else you'd like to know? God smiled and said, yes. Just know that I'm always here and always to be with you wherever you are. And how gracious it is to know God that loves you. And if you become his child, he's always there, and he wants to be with you. You can be bored with childhood and do ruthless things. You catch yourselves in bind and know that God is with you. You can lose your health to make money, and then lose their money to restore your health. One of the precious things today is people are trying to retire if they have enough money. You know, and the first thing they say about money, is I got this X amount of money, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, maybe $1 million. But they say it will not last unless you have good health insurance. We're always worried about everything, but knowing that God can heal, can cure, can restore. I looked at God in a meditation, and I see a wonderful entity that is spirit form. And he says, I want to be all I can be for you. I want you to love me, and I want you to practice forgiveness. I want you to respect people, and it can take years to heal them. And I love this statement here, to learn that a rich person is not one who has the most, but one who needs the least. And I met a person that they didn't have a lot of anything. But you know, they simply said, I don't need anything. I know that when I was growing in riches of this world, it'd take 20 truckloads of tractor trailer truckloads to haul everything I had. I had a 95,000 square foot building with 135 people working for me. And I was miserable. Every day, I was putting money away. For what reason? And then one day, God opened my eyes. And every day, I humbly say to him, God, restore my health, because I love you. You know, God sent his only son to end this world to die for our sins. And every day, the only thing you have to do is recognize Christ and his death is your death, and you have life eternity to be with God. To see the vast universe that he created with just the word spoken. Can you imagine the immensity of our universe? And my God, which can be your God. Did this for us. I'm going to close because I'm not going to create the half hour. But I'm going to create this. I'm going to close by simply saying that God loves you. I love you. And if you have questions, you can give me a call. You can reach me at, I don't know whether their website is set up yet or not. But if you hold your questions or anything until next week, I'll try to give you that website. So remember that all I can do is speak a few words, and all God can do is put you in his arms for eternity when all your questions are answered. Have a blessed evening. Thank you very much for your listening.